Hi, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Grow Your Wings podcast. I'm Gab, your host, and welcome to my life. If you're completely new here and don't know anything about me, go follow my Instagram, butterfly.fit with two T's, and you'll see what I'm all about. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about my most vulnerable thoughts and feelings and experiences with everything regarding fitness, mental health, relationships, self-love, and all things that have led me to who I am in this moment. I hope that every single one of you listening to this can take something away from this podcast. I hope you can relate. I hope you can feel safe and welcomed here. And most importantly, a little less alone. Now let's grow our wings. So welcome to episode 3. I'm so excited for this one, you guys. I'm going to be talking about what you deserve. And this is kind of going to start out with what you deserve from yourself to yourself. And then after that, we're going to get into what you deserve from another human being in a relationship. I think we all get caught up sometimes just in life and in our routine and what we're comfortable with. And a lot of the times we settle when we don't even realize it. So I just wanted to remind you all of what you deserve today, remind you of your worth, and to never settle for less than that. Everything I do in life is to be the person that I wish I had when I was younger. So I really wish I had someone to remind me of what I deserve and tell me to put myself first and create a relationship with myself above all else. So I'm here to tell you guys that today. So first and foremost, before you dive into a relationship with anyone else, you need to create a relationship with yourself first. And I feel like I completely skipped out on that. I didn't even know this was a thing at the time when I should have been finding myself and creating myself and creating a relationship with myself. And I'm kind of starting to do that now. I've done it a little bit over the past couple of years, putting myself first and getting into fitness and doing things for me. But I'm really starting to spend a lot of time alone and really getting to know myself and getting to like myself and creating an actual relationship with myself. So I think that's super important to do way earlier than I'm doing it. So what does that mean? I think it's creating positive habits and positive self-talk and working on your self-love and doing things that make you happy and all things like that. But I also think it's learning to respect yourself and learning what your values are and what your boundaries are. And that can be with anyone in your life. And I think you get to know those things when you start to really have conversations with yourself and have experiences with other people coming in and out of your life, even if it's just family and friends. So I really think understanding your values and your boundaries that are absolutely concrete and non-negotiable is the first step to creating a relationship with yourself that's going to set you up for success in all your other relationships. I also think that people jump to wanting to love themselves when they're in a state where they really don't like themselves or even hate themselves. And I think that's asking too much from yourself at that specific time. It's really hard from going from a thought of, oh, I hate my body, I hate my legs, they're too fat, to the next day being like, I love myself, I love my legs. I think we rush a step of accepting ourselves and being neutral about ourselves. I think there's power in acceptance, and I think that is the key to what leads us to eventual self-love. And I also think a huge part of creating a relationship with yourself is forgiving yourself. forgiving yourself, because you will never know what you deserve in a relationship with somebody else if you don't learn to forgive yourself. Who you were yesterday, who you were last year, who you were 5 years ago, that person is gone. The person you are today is what matters most. And maybe you weren't so proud of the person you were last year. Maybe you weren't so proud of the things you did 3 years ago or 4 years ago. Maybe you're not proud of how you treated yourself. Maybe you're not proud of how you treated others. Maybe you made mistakes. Maybe you really fucked up. And that can be hard to let go and move on from. And then that inhibits us from seeing our worth, because we might not feel deserving of love from ourselves or from others because of our past. And that's hard. And it's okay to acknowledge that that is hard. So I think consciously working on forgiving ourselves and letting the past go is such an important part in building a healthy relationship with yourself and really moving into self-love and to eventual love with another person. I think what goes along with that too is being patient with your healing and your growing. Us as human beings are always going to grow. We're going to grow and we're going to learn from our mistakes, and we're going to learn from the good days and the bad days and every single thing we experience from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to bed. So growth and healing are not linear. It's so up and down, and it's super hard to be patient with yourself during that journey of healing and that journey of growing. And I feel like, especially in my 20s right now, I feel kind of all over the place, and it's a huge time of growth for me and almost self-discovery. And that's been hard. And I think going through this is only going to strengthen my relationship with myself. I also think being transparent strengthens your relationship with yourself and ultimately with others too. You should never have to alter yourself based on who you're with or what your circumstances are. You should never have to change your voice or change the way you look. Or if someone says they like apples and you hate them and you feel like you have to agree with them to fit in, that's not being transparent and that's not being unapologetically you. And I think we all want to fit in and we all want to feel like we belong. So I feel like we do alter ourselves on occasions. And you have to consciously work on these things. You have to consciously work on being transparent and being so grounded in yourself that you and your heart just shines so bright and you're proud of it. You wouldn't want to be anybody else, you know? So that leads me into being proud of yourself. Having a relationship with yourself, it's so important to be proud of yourself and do things that make you proud of you. So when I smash a workout and I really, really, really put every single bit of me into that workout, I feel proud of myself. And that's where a lot of my self-love comes from, is putting my mind to something, creating a plan, sticking to it, staying dedicated, getting it done. And it's a feeling of accomplishment. It's a feeling of I did that and I'm proud that I did that. So I think creating a plan or creating habits and getting them done is a great way to start to be proud of yourself. Also, just having integrity. Guys, having integrity. Doing the things you say you're going to do. Being the person that you say that you are. Actions have to match up with your words or it's absolutely meaningless. So having integrity also is a great way to be proud of yourself and a way to strengthen your relationship with yourself. And then ultimately, doing all of these things leads you to self-love and finally feeling comfortable in your own skin, in your own mind, in your own soul. And once you feel comfortable and confident with yourself and your relationship with yourself, then I feel like you're set up for a successful relationship with another human being. Once we deal with all of our baggage and all of our feelings, then we are ready to move on to a relationship with somebody else. And us as humans, we just have an innate desire to be loved, to be heard, to be seen, to be felt from somebody else, from another human being. We're social beings. We literally cannot survive without being social. And we crave that. We want it and we deserve it. We need it. So I just want to remind you of your worth and remind you to never, ever settle for less than that. It's okay to have standards. It's necessary to have standards. It's okay to be picky. You need to be picky. And I feel like that is something I'm just learning now. Many of us jump on the first opportunity. Someone gives us attention and we jump on it. They make us feel good. They make us feel happy. Maybe they make us laugh. Maybe they're just straight up giving us constant attention, even if it's just for a couple days. And we like that. Why? Because we feel good. We feel happy. We feel wanted. We feel freaking good. And just because we feel good or something feels good, or we're getting attention, or it's the first bit of attention that we've gotten in a really long time, it doesn't mean that we need to take the opportunity. It doesn't mean that that is something that's meant for us. And especially people who love so deeply like I do, I always want to give, and I always want to give my love and my attention to one person. And when we're so focused on that, we fail to realize how maybe they're not the one. Maybe they're not the one that is supposed to be with you forever. Just because something feels good in the moment doesn't mean that it's something that needs to permanently stay in your life and something that you need to commit to. That's why when you are so grounded in the relationship with yourself and you're so comfortable with only receiving attention from yourself, that is when you are going to be picky about the love that you let into your life. That's why it's so important to have that relationship with yourself first and be comfortable on your own with your own company. But for all of you who are maybe talking to somebody and it's just the beginning and you don't know how you feel about it, or whether you've been in a relationship for 5 years and you're just getting really, really comfortable, or if you're single and you're wondering if you're ever going to find that person, you're wondering when the disappointments are going to stop and when you're going to be treated how you deserve. You're wondering if that's even out there. You're wondering if you're being too picky, if you're being too headstrong or stubborn or any of those things. You're not. You're not being too picky. You're not being too stubborn. And a lot of the times we make excuses for the people in our lives who don't meet up to our standards or who aren't giving us what we deserve. And that is because we love them, right? We love them. And so we make excuses for them and we let things slide. And this is your reminder to stop doing that and to hold the people in your life accountable, but to hold yourself accountable and remember the relationship with yourself comes first. The respecting yourself, the forgiving yourself, the being patient with yourself, but being transparent with yourself. And in order to respect yourself, you must hold yourself to those boundaries and those values that we talked about earlier, the ones that are non-negotiable. If you have a boundary or a standard or a value that is non-negotiable, stop allowing people to disregard and disrespect those boundaries. If they're non-negotiable, they're non-negotiable. You're not going to love someone else more than you respect yourself and your boundaries, standards, and values. At the very least, you deserve someone who respects your boundaries and your standards that you have for them. You deserve someone that respects your opinions and especially how you feel about something. You deserve honesty and respect at the absolute bare minimum. And I want you to think right now, are you being respected? Are you getting honesty from this other person? Does your partner respect your boundaries? Does your partner welcome your feelings and understand them? Does your partner change their behavior once they know that they've hurt you? Those are all bare minimum standards. And it's crazy to say it like that because there have been times in my life where I made excuses for the absolute bare minimum, and that's not acceptable. You deserve to be the first and only choice. And that's a minimum too. The first and only choice. Someone who is sure. Someone who is so, so sure of you every single day. And you deserve peace. Something peaceful and something safe. Because love is not dramatic. And love is not anxious or confusing or painful. It's not. You deserve not to beg someone to stay, not to beg someone to love you, not to beg someone to treat you with respect. And you don't need to teach anyone. You don't need to teach anyone how to treat you. That's a waste of your time. Someone is going to meet you exactly where you are. And I'm not saying you can't learn together and you can't grow together and you can't express what you need from one another, but you don't need to teach someone how to treat you with respect. You deserve consistency and commitment always, every single day. You deserve someone who puts their ego after you. And all of that I wrote down, and honestly, it's all the bare minimum. That truly, truly, truly is all the bare minimum. What you actually deserve is something that's not ordinary. You don't want to settle for ordinary love. I promise you, there's 7 billion people in the world. You want magic. You don't want ordinary. You deserve magic. You are one in a million. The entire universe lives inside of you. The chances of you existing are literally infinite. Infinite, and no one will ever, ever, ever be you. And that's so fucking amazing, you guys. You are magic. You deserve magic. You deserve a love that is so magical, literally, that has sparks and fireworks and butterflies. You deserve that kind of love, that type of love story. You deserve a love that makes you fly, that makes you literally feel like you're gonna fly. And you deserve a love that sees that magic in you, that magic that you have in you. Someone is going to see that magic and they're going to want that in their life forever. And they're never, ever, ever going to let it go. They're never going to be unsure of you. You deserve someone that understands the way that you love and the way that you need to be loved. Someone that understands your soul without you having to explain it. You deserve to be listened to. You deserve to be listened to be heard. You deserve for your feelings to be worthy and important to the other human being. You deserve to be fully you, fully you. You deserve to never hide parts of yourself to accommodate the other person or to make the other person feel more comfortable or because you think they'll be ashamed of certain parts of you. You deserve to be fully you at all times. You deserve to never dim your light. There is a fire inside of you. Your passions, your desires, your biggest dreams in life, you deserve to never dim your light for someone else ever. You deserve someone that protects your heart, that their number one goal in your relationship is to protect your heart and protect you, not break it and not hurt you over and over and over. That is not love. You deserve someone that never stops choosing that, that never stops choosing you day in and day out. You don't deserve someone that doesn't know if they're going to choose you. You don't deserve someone who left you. You don't deserve someone who chooses something or someone else. And you deserve to feel free, and you deserve to not feel controlled or taken advantage of. You should be free and you should be fully you. You deserve someone who sees your value. You should never have to explain your value to somebody else. They should see it and they should know how special you are, and they should treat you as such every single day. And there's so much more that you deserve, but that was everything that I had on my list. You deserve a love that is magical and that is calm and peaceful and secure. And it's hard. It's hard for me right now. Why do I feel? I'm not going to cry, Gabby. You're not going to cry. It's hard for me right now to believe that I am worthy of love. And it's okay if you're struggling with that too, which is why I wanted to make this, so I could let all of you beautiful humans know what you deserve and that you are so worthy and so deserving of love. But if you are struggling with it, like I am right now, I want you to know that that's okay. And you're going to get through it, and you are going to find the love that you deserve one day. And until then, give all of that love to yourself and work on creating that relationship with yourself. When we make mistakes in the past, when we go through failed relationships, it's hard to move past that, and it's hard to feel worthy of a healthy and magical and wonderful love after things like that happen, because maybe you weren't proud of yourself for what you did in your past relationships. Maybe you are beating yourself up over your failed relationships in the past, and it's hard to move past that. And also, if you've been hurt in the past, that was never about you. What is done to you is never about you. And the choice of that other human being, that choice is not your fault. It is not your fault, and that does not lessen your value or your worth. You are so deserving, and you are so worthy of the entire world and more, regardless of your past, regardless of the mistakes you've made or how many times you've been hurt or what you've been treated like in the past. So please, please, please stop settling for less. And I am working on that myself too. So we're all in it together. Thank you guys so much for tuning into episode 3 of Grow Your Wings. Hopefully you'll come back for episode 4. Now go out there and live, be your best self, and grow your wings. See you in the next one.